This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. We begin this hour with a look at the conflicts in the Middle East and North Africa. First, to Syria, where the ongoing military crackdown against anti-government protesters has left more than 1,000 people dead. Thousands more have been displaced, and many of them are fleeing north into neighboring Turkey. Syrian troops have occupied two villages near the Turkish border, and they're blocking a main supply route used to get food and medicine to Syrians camped along the border. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Turkey. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Jackie.
Where exactly are you, and what are you hearing?
Well, I've been traveling along the border between Syria and Turkey most of this week, and what we're hearing from refugees and from activists paints a picture of a continuing military sweep across the north of Syria. Videos are showing lines of tanks, artillery, busloads of loyalist forces going into villages not far from the border here. These accounts are hard to verify, but they seem consistent with the military push that has all but emptied entire villages across the north in the past 2 weeks. Now, there's more than 9,000 people here in Turkey already from Syria. Thousands more are spread out on the Syrian side of the border, waiting to go home if things get better, or make a run for Turkey if they get worse.
You were able to cross into northern Syria and speak to some of the families camping out in a valley there. What did they tell you about the situation in their villages?
Well, Syria, of course, isn't allowing journalists in, but this is smuggler's terrain, Jackie, steep, heavily forested hills on both sides of the border. I can confirm that the smugglers are in good shape, too. When I arrived, dripping sweat and very badly out of breath, I found a patchwork of campsites scattered amid fruit and olive trees. There seemed to be just about enough food, but the water from the streams is very dirty. People are worried about their children's health. But they said there was no chance, even so, that they would return to their villages as long as the Syrian army's there. One man named Abu Ayman, that's a nickname for his family's protection, he described a raid on his village Thursday. He said the troops had seized houses, ripping off the doors, converting them into military posts. He'd heard some houses were looted. And he told a story that many Syrians repeated about people getting text messages that everything was fine and they should go home, only to be shot at once again after they arrived.
How are Turkish officials responding to the situation?
Well, after a huge investment here in commercial and cultural ties with Syria, Turkey has grown increasingly critical of the regime in Damascus, and it's because of this crackdown. The immediate focus is, of course, on humanitarian efforts. Here, Turkey gets good marks overall, although journalists are quite frustrated at the limited access we get to the Syrians in the camps here. But basic needs are being met. Food runs across the border to the displaced people in northern Syria are basically providing most of the food those folks are getting these days. When I was in Syria Friday, one elderly man was actually serenading me with a poem for Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Another one said, "We want to be part of Turkey. We'd be proud to be Turks." More than one person said they want Turkish soldiers to come there into Syria to protect them. That, of course, would be a pretty sensitive area, to say the least. Ankara has discussed establishing a buffer zone, but that would be a pretty drastic change in what was a friendly bilateral relationship. Not something they want to do, not least because that area could then become a de facto base for opponents of the regime.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting on the Syrian conflict from the Turkish side of the border. Peter, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jackie.